We need a block to start, and we're going to come to lay flat on the back, the knees bent and the feet flat to the floor. Try to walk your feet back, get the ankles relatively under the knees. Lengthen the back of the neck so the gaze is straight up. Try to place the base of the rib cage as flat to the floor as possible while keeping a small curve in the lower back. So you would like the bones of the lower back to be off of the floor. Take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor. Feel what happens to the lower spine as you bring the left foot 3 inches to meet it. Lower the feet. Now you know you want to stabilize the lower spine. Try not to let the bones move. Take the left foot 3 inches off the floor. Solidify the core and bring the right foot 3 inches to meet it and hold. Breathe easy and release the feet. Starting with either foot, whatever foot you feel best to start with, take one foot 3 inches off the floor. Take the second foot to meet it. If you have trouble stabilizing the lower spine here, you're going to stay here. If not, you're going to lift the feet up so that the shins are parallel to the floor. And then play with the relationship of the knees to the pelvis. If you move your knees away from your pelvis, you will work harder. Choose how much you work. Lower the feet to the floor. Put a block between the inner thighs. Squeeze. Try to feel that you're going to isolate, or to the best of your ability, the inner thigh muscles. Don't let the glutes work. Don't let the quads work. Don't let the outer thighs work. Just try to squeeze the block to the midline and activate your inner thighs. Maintaining a small curve in the lower back, take the hips up off the floor just a couple of inches. You would like to keep the big butt muscle, gluteus maximus, relatively relaxed as you squeeze the block between the thighs and ground to the inner foot and feel those low abdominal muscles working. Lower the hips. Take the block away. Bring the arms out to the side, either straight out to the side or into a cactus with the upper and lower arm at a right angle, and bring the knees into the chest. Take the knees over to the right. Try to get the knees up towards the elbow. Squeeze the legs together. Keep the left shoulder down. Come back up to center. Go to the left. Keeping the opposite shoulder down, squeezing the legs together, gaze straight up, back up to center. Go over to the right. Back up to center. Over to the left. Legs together, shoulders down, gaze straight up, back to center. Once more to the right. Keep the legs together, pull back up to center, knees up towards your nose and over to the left, knees towards the elbows, opposite shoulder grounded, back up to center, legs together, knees towards the nose. Release the feet, breathe easy. Come to lay flat on your stomach. Feet pointed straight behind you, ankles together, elbows under the shoulders, forearms flat, palms flat, Sphinx pose. And I just want you to feel the natural tone of the muscles here in Sphinx. Pull the navel to the spine. Pull the navel to the spine and feel what happens in the front body and the back body. Do a bit of a crunch. Feel what happens in the front body and the back body. And you would like a resting tone that brings space to the lower back and doesn't crunch those bones together. There's a lot of good information to be had right there. Let's bend the right leg behind you. Point the right foot up to the ceiling. Reach the right hand back to take hold of the foot. Pull that foot towards the hip. Stretch the quad. If you're pretty loose, you can spin the fingers in the direction of the toes and get the elbow to pop up. And release, left leg, bend the left leg, take hold of the left foot with the left hand. Stretch that left quad. And release. All right, so these forearm planks you can do on your knees. You don't have to do them with the knees off the floor. You can do them on the knees. It's just different kind of work. Tuck the toes. With the knees down, either take the hips up or and then stretch the legs straight, or just come right up to forearm plank. Inner foot down, inner hand down, inner thighs reach up to the ceiling. That is absolutely essential. The inner thighs allow the spine to lengthen. The inner thighs set the psoas back and let the spinal muscles lengthen up and release. Inner hand, inner foot, press down to lift up. Take the inner thighs up a little more than you might think. Try to soften the upper spine a little bit. You want to kick the abs into gear. Sometimes you have to change the way you do this pattern. Soften the upper back, maybe take the inner thighs up, pull the navel to the spine, pull the rib cage to the pelvis without tucking under too much, and lower down, release. Right side, side forearm plank onto the right side. Flex the feet strong, bring the right elbow underneath the right shoulder with the palm facing the center of the mat. And lift the hips up. Lower down. Switch over to the left. Roll over, come onto the left side, flex the feet. With the feet flexed, the elbow under the shoulder, palm towards the center of the mat, lift the hips up, breathe. Try to get the ankle bone off the floor, the hips up, and the armpit in one straight line. Lower down. Come back to forearm plank. Inner hand, inner foot, inner thighs up, come up to forearm plank. And let's move to right side forearm plank. You can keep that palm facing forward instead of turning it to the midline. Back to forearm plank, feel the twist between the pelvis and the rib cage. Left side forearm plank. Flex the feet, ankle, hip, and armpit in one straight line, forearm plank. Side forearm plank, back to that first side, forearm plank, second side, forearm plank, and release, child's pose.